All right, let's kick it.
NappyAfro.com.
What's good, everybody? Happy motherfucking New Year. It's Nappy Afro, wow. The Frocast. We're kicking it off with episode number 15. Merry Christmas and all that good shit. We're back on the block with the folks. It's your man, Sarah. We also have the homie, B Easy. What's good, B?
What's up, man? B Easy, a.k.a. Jesus Cartera, a.k.a. Kamal the Abstract.
Oh, he's embracing the name this time around. Wow, that's some good shit.
And a.k.a. Mr. Yoga Pants.
And you heard that voice, you know who that is. A.k.a. King Germ.
Hello, people. How you doing? I'm here.
This nigga. I need you to get a little bit of enthusiasm, bro.
I am enthused. What do you people want from me, man? I'm not going to drink a Red Bull, man.
A.k.a. Tebow's gonna call in later, man.
AKA the
Tebow joke.
AKA the human hater.
The human hater. I like that one, man.
Tebow's the human hater?
No. King Jerm is the human hater.
That's you know what? That's damn right.
Wow.
You don't like too much of shit.
I like a lot of things. I just don't like I don't think whatever that girl name is, Azealia Banks. I don't think she's cute. No,
but you know, y'all niggas don't. Listen, if I put it up, and in like 2 seconds after I put it up, she said it's just whack. Now in 2 seconds, I'm sure you didn't read it and listen to all those videos.
I listened to the videos first before I commented.
I don't believe that.
And then I was just like, wow, you know, because I was like, she ain't a real black girl because she let dudes throw her in the swimming pool and her hair wouldn't even.
We start now real raggedy. Let's get this shit on track real quick. Important news for the day. Hopefully this will be up in time for the premiere. Red Tails is in theaters. Make sure y'all go support that shit. We hear it every time a black movie come out, and then I don't know what happens after the fact. Like in the first week. What's up?
So Red Tails is a movie?
This motherfucker.
I thought it was like a Sony Pixar, one of those type, you know.
Nigga, I'll slap you to sleep. This is the very reason why you don't see that shit.
Mm-mm-mm. Wow.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm dead serious. I thought it was like, you know, Red Tails. I'm thinking like, you know, Chippendale Rescue Rangers. I thought it was some kind of like a, what was that movie? Like Valiant or something. I did not know it was a movie about black people. So what are the black people doing in this movie?
Jesus Christ. You heard of Tuskegee Airmen, right?
Of course.
That's the movie.
Oh. And who's directing this? Tyler Perry, no?
No, it's Anthony Hemingway. It's produced by George Lucas. And if anybody want to know a trivia question, Aaron Magruder also helped with the screenplay on this.
That's some crazy shit.
Yeah, it's real crazy. Boondocks creator. I also, you know, wrote for the...
That was going to be my next question. Like, who is he?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he may have written stuff that was drama, but I didn't... This is my first time, I guess, me knowing that Aaron Magruder does anything. But the thing is, and it's funny because I thought me and Jeremy talked about this, but I guess not, but George Lucas have been trying to get this movie made for 23 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's
23 years, y'all.
Since Obama...
Yeah.
Took Obama being in office to get this done. Man, that's awesome.
Yeah. Took his own money. I guess, you know, he got tired of shopping that shit. Exactly. And said, fuck it, I'll fund it.
Exactly. Also, and he even said it was the biggest all black movie ever in history, which is, I'm sure it is. And he also is retiring after this movie. This is his last movie, supposedly after this.
I doubt it. He's not gonna go out like this. That's what he said. Who's in this movie? Can I ask that question?
Cooper Gooding Jr.
Terrence Howard. Neo.
Method Man.
Yeah, Method Man flying a plane. That should be some crazy shit.
You know, it's weird. Terrence Howard was in the Tuskegee Airmen HBO movie.
Yeah, what's awesome. Going on, man?
You know what I'm saying? He's been...
What's going on, Tuskegee Airmen, man?
Hold on, Cuba Gooding Jr. was also...
I think it was Cuba. I don't think Terry was in the HBO one.
I thought it was Larry Fishburne was in that movie.
No, man. I think
Cuba Gooding Jr. He may have been, but he's not in this one.
It may have been Hearts War. I don't know, but Terrence Howard and Cuba Gooding Jr. has both been in the Tuskegee Airmen movie. I put money on that.
Put the yoga pants on the line. But nah, it's real important we see this shit, man. We're not spending money on albums, apparently. Shout out to Mega Upload.
But, oh, whoa.
We need to go see this shit, because you know the cliche saying, if we don't go see it, they'll stop making it. Mm-hmm. And you see it took 23 years to make this basic ass movie. This is some regular shit. You actually learn this shit in white people's schools. You know, they talk about the Tuskegee Airmen. So it took 23 years to make some basic shit. So, you know, shout out to waiting on the W.E.B. Du Bois picture. So, yeah, make sure you go check it out.
You know, all the people that got their rapid refunds this week, they have money so they can go to the movies and check it out this weekend, man. So,
yeah.
Shout out to the people at H&R Block, you know.
Yeah. Also, too.
They got that 3-day.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I said also, too, you have the... A lot of people are planning on not to do any media shit for March Blackout. No, is it February or March? Either February or March Blackout. February, they're not going to see any movies, buy any movies, buy any records. I think that's going to be the next thing. You know, they had a little protest yesterday. We was involved, but they had a little protest yesterday. So if you are going to be a part of that, go ahead and see this shit now. You know, so
you know what? The shit is that, you know, people are trying to blame this shit on Obama. And last time I checked, I think these wheels were in motion before he got in office.
Yeah.
Like, this goes all the way back to the Patriot Act and all that kind of bullshit. A lot of this shit was wrapped up in that. And so it's happening now because, you know, a lot of times Bush was putting shit up and say that 4 years from now, when his bitch ass would get out of office next year.
Yeah.
So a lot of that legislation can't be changed. But we're getting off track.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you go check out Red Tails. Spend your money, you know. I don't know where you're living. $7, $8, $12. I think it's $12 in New York.
Good God.
That's some bullshit.
Good. Is the movie in 3D?
No.
No, unfortunately.
No 3D?
No. Wait, half the movies in 3D don't need to be in 3D. Like, what's American Pie 3D? Why would I need to see that in 3D?
It's just another ploy to get $5 out of you, man. That's ridiculous, man. But yeah, Red Tails. I'm going to have to check it out, man.
You gonna check it out this weekend?
Oh no! Not
this is the bullshit we're talking about. Don't be like,
I mean, but if it's not on the pay week, what am I supposed to do? I mean, you know, I'm like, hey, I can go get this loaf of bread and this meat, make it another week, or I can go see Red Tails and then, you know, be still hungry when I leave the movie theater, man.
Y'all got
$8. I'll call somebody up and go tomorrow, man.
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow for sure. I'm going. I don't know how it's going to pan out because I'm in Austin, and I don't know how black films do out here. it's not real bad, but this is still Texas, and we're still like 3% or 7% of the population out here. So I have to let y'all know how it works. But I'll be. Yeah, it's not. I mean, we're what, 16% of the population in the entire country?
How much is the Latino population down there? Is it like 50?
Probably about 70. Nah, it's about 73. I can't go 20 feet without seeing a Latino. I mean, we're right here on the border. So
yeah.
I'm definitely going to check it out regardless. I don't do opening weekend. So for me, this is big shit. I don't fuck with opening weekend for nothing else. I don't give a damn. So
yeah, I don't go to the movies.
Well, yeah. Shout out to Mega Upload. Yeah, you know what? Everybody can blame BEASY for what's happening to Mega.
No. Okay. So now we can talk about the whole Stop Online Piracy Act, right?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Now I'm sure if y'all came to the site, and I said that people probably didn't notice because we post sporadically, but we was also involved in the whole, you know, the blackout yesterday that hundreds and hundreds of sites also joined in by just stopping posting, you know, the whole day. Some people didn't do it, and it's fine if you didn't do it, whatever. We was also involved.
Twitter and Facebook ain't stopped.
Yeah, they didn't stop, but Wikipedia stopped. Wikipedia stopped, Reddit stopped.
Whoa. Wikipedia somewhat stopped.
Yeah, it stopped.
There was a link at the bottom, but they could stop Wikipedia. They was, you know, rest in peace and all over Twitter.
Yeah. I mean,
homework to do. Dang.
I mean, I was still on Wikipedia all yesterday, but I mean, you know, right. That's neither here nor there. But the thing, and well, the problem is, I know my nephew called me and he was like, man, what's going on? And I was telling him, you know, it's about to stop Online Piracy Act. That's the SOPA. A lot of people thought it was soap because they was idiots.
Shit.
and the PIPA, which is Protect IP Act. The reason I want to talk about this is that the main reason I start from home. The main reason I against this, besides not having the government and the internet, is because they already got tools to stop this shit. For example, we got took down 2 times.
Yep.
You got what I'm saying? So it's already shit in place to stop shit like this. Now. And the sad thing is, we got took down unfairly both times. But yep. Yeah, I mean, legitimately. So I mean, I don't know. I guess I wanted to see what y'all thought about it. Did y'all feel like, you know, I think the one thing, the best comment I heard about it was a nigga said, well, I downloaded a lot of porn, downloaded a lot of music, downloaded a lot of movie shit. I had a good run, nigga.
This is one of those things that the government gets involved once they realize how big some shit is and they mm-hmm. didn't get their money in on it. Mm-hmm. It's basically how, look, this has nothing to do with the artist. This has nothing to do with copyright or privacy. The government's just trying to figure out another way that they can get some grip. I'm sure that once they take some shit down, they'll start allowing people to post what they need to post for it, some kind of licensing fee mm-hmm. or some other bullshit. Mm-hmm. And it'll be right back up and back to normal and the government be making some money.
Yeah,
they've been trying to make money off the internet for how long now? Probably as long as it's been around.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It's the thing about it too is that, you know, is that if the government is always going to overstep what they're doing any damn way. So if we let them in an inch, it's gonna, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna go because it's to the point now that if somebody puts up a song and it sounds like a song that I made some few calls, get my lead on, they're gonna shut down the whole site. And it's no due process. That's the problem. There's no due process is the big problem.
So. Yeah, not unless you want to wait it out and try and fight it out and all that kind of bullshit.
Exactly.
But in the meantime, you'll be held up.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's some bullshit, man.
Exactly.
That's even with YouTube. Remember when YouTube didn't have all these issues? And then now you can't upload a video with any songs on it. They'll shut your shit down and mute it.
Yeah.
Because they got all the tagging information. Like, I always said that two things killed the music industry. One was when Mary J. Blige came out with 411 and killed R&B and destroyed R&B. And my homeboy said that to me at first, and I was like, what? When I think about it, I'm like, yeah, that really did kill R&B music. Love the album, but you haven't heard a real R&B song since then. And the second thing was when the fucking iPod and iTunes came out.
Yeah.
It was a wrap.
Yeah,
it was a wrap. And once you digitize shit and make it easier for people to get, guess what? You just made it easier for people to fucking get. So you can't take it back now. We've been downloading music for how long?
We got some kids that never bought, like my nephew. I said that's never. My nephew and my niece never bought any music ever in their life.
No idea. No idea what a CD case looks like. No idea how to open the fucking CD case. Yeah. Don't ask them how to touch vinyl.
Release Tuesday.
You know, a tape came out. They're like, oh shit, the tape part came out. What do I do with that? You know, put the pencil in that bitch. Do what? Never mind. Mm-hmm. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. They're not going to understand that shit. So now you want to try and stop it. It's too late because as they try and shut some shit down now, we'll see somebody come up with a new way tomorrow.
Exactly.
Just like, you know, they got real hip with the albums. They used to put the album names on the rare files, mm-hmm. on the RAR files, but now it's all abbreviated and shit. What the fuck is this? ZK76? What the? Oh.
That's that new Rick Ross right there.
Right? Like, what the fuck? Beards and what? What the hell is. Oh. Yeah, so, you know, good luck, government. Fuck you. And,
the funny thing about this whole situation is the day after all this shit happens. Did y'all know Swiss Beats was CEO of Mega Uploads?
I worked for a company that dealt with, like, we held most of Mega Uploads servers information. And I didn't know that shit then. So that nigga's a front man. He about to go down like T.I. And he has no idea what the fuck was going on. I mean, he has no idea where the servers are. He doesn't know where any of that shit is. Just,
oh,
you know,
God.
We give you a couple of dollars to be the face because you're in America.
Yeah.
And he was like, cool.
They named him CEO on Wednesday and tried to indict him on Thursday.
But you remember when the Mega Upload song came out and he had like everybody from like with P. Diddy to Kanye West to the Lady Gaga. And we were like, how did Mega Upload get all these, you know, people on this song? Because Swiss Beats knew him.
Yeah, because he knew them because they're smart. Yeah. You know, you're not going to stop people from downloading your shit. So at least act like it's good.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. I'm cool.
Yeah, you know, hey, okay, well, you know, I'll go ahead and buy an extra, you know, 808s and Heartbreak. You know, Kanye's on this shit.
Exactly. So I don't know. That was crazy. That whole, and then, so your Mega Upload went down. And then when they went down, you know, the Anonymous, you know, y'all know the Anonymous group, the hacking group, they went off and took down all their websites, all the recording industry website, Universal Music, Department of Justice, copyright website. So, and that's going on as we speak right now.
That shit crazy, man.
Hey, them hackers, you don't want to mess with them. Some ruthless cats.
And I'm like, wait a minute. So the hackers are coming in defense of Mega Upload. which is a big company. It ain't like Mega Upload is like, you know, one dude in his mom's basement. It's like they have employees.
Yeah, Mega Upload, dude. Like I said, we had their servers. Mega Upload was a good 30% of our server information. Yeah. So that shit, you know, I know they probably went crazy. I need to call my boy and ask why they acting at work. Because I know that shit was horrible with the calls. I can't get my information. You know, people acted like Mega Upload was their shit.
Yeah. Some well,
didn't have hard drives. It was Mega Upload. I just uploaded here and I get it whenever I need it.
Well, I had a friend, he does, and I don't know, it's weird, but he does, like, he makes a little money off of making The Sims furniture and clothes and shit like that.
Wait, what?
Okay, you know,
you talking about the game?
Yeah.
And you know a nigga who does this?
Yeah, I mean, on the side, you know, you can go on the website and you can sell them. You know, he sells them on the website. You pay, you know, you do PayPal, you like $2 or $3. You buy a shirt or you whatever. You put it in your Sims game. So,
yeah, are you serious?
Yes, yeah. And he was saying that, and he was saying he was just using to store his shit there, and he can't get this shit no more. But he was legitimately, you know, he was doing it the right way, and he got fucked.
Yeah, well, you got to back up your shit. I don't know why you, if you're making money, I don't know if you would not have a backup of your shit.
But no, I guess in his mind, he said, okay, I'm paying them like $9 a month. You know what I'm saying? It's there. If my shit fucks up. You know what I'm saying? And now he's like, well, I hope he backed up. But
why was he paying?
I don't know. Well, you know, like, if you pay, like, you don't have to wait. You know, like, you can do two downloads at the same time. You can give out links. You know, it's a little better, I guess.
He should have bought some patience, because ain't no way I'm paying for that shit.
Well, you know, like 2 years ago, me and like four other guys, we shared a Mega Upload account.
Whoa.
How was that a pause? How was sharing a Mega Upload account a pause?
Hey, just because, man.
We all put in $2 or $3 and we paid like for a few months and we did that way we could. It's just you download faster.
I guess I'm not paying for free shit,
but you know you can't download faster with you if you pay right.
Yeah, but I could download and then go do something else, and then wait for the time to tick off. And then I mean, half the shit that's uploaded on Mega Upload is on Rapid Share. It's on.
I hate Rapid Share. I fucking hate Rapid Share. But go ahead.
Hey, fix it. Upload. Yeah, and multi upload is the best shit ever.
So yeah, that is good.
I can download one from Mega Upload and another one from MediaFire or whatever the fuck. And that's if I downloaded shit, of course.
If you downloaded shit,
yeah, allegedly, that's what I heard that you could do this shit.
Allegedly,
I'm just saying. Okay. What do you think, Jern? What you think about this sober shit and Pippa?
Well, you know, man. I feel like you guys on the situation, man. The, you know, fuck the red. I was tripping. I was watching it on the Daily Show. You know, their little take on it, because you know I understand it, but it's kind of weird. But you know, like the congressmen and the people that's fighting this bill, that's not fighting, but fighting for this bill, they have no idea about it. You know what I'm saying? Because they were sitting here, they was like, won't somebody bring the nerds in here and explain this to us? Like, I mean, it was kind of crazy. So it's weird to me because, like y'all said, I mean, nobody buys music anymore. Nobody goes to the movie theater. The internet has hit the entertainment industry the hardest because it's like we're paying you people for nothing. Like, y'all was getting paid too much money mm-hmm. to deliver, you know, like, you get your $20 million before the movie flops, garbage movie, you still got your $20 million. I'm out of my $750 that, you know, there's a lot of people out of their money for this movie. And it makes the people work harder and, you know, put out quality stuff and we're going to support it. You know, you put out a good album, yeah, it's a good chance I might not buy it, but I still be close enough to think about buying it.
You know, so now, you know, what is that? I'd be still close enough to buy it, though.
I mean, how often do you download an album and it's so good that you want to go and purchase it?
That's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, me personally, I only did that maybe like, I mean, I bought Fonte album.
You watch know, that's just the motherfucking throne, nigga. Go ahead, though.
You bought that album before it was even made.
I would if I could.
I mean, you know, but that was the only album I bought in 8 years.
Wow!
Yeah. Oh my God!
Wow! I bought Kanye's last album. I bought Watch the Throne. I bought Jay-Z. And I think that's it for a while.
I bought, you know, every Roots release. I bought Eminem. Sometimes I even buy the albums that we get for free. Like, that sounds really crazy. If, you know, like, the label is like, foreign exchange shit. You know, every once in a while, they kick me an album to do a review or whatever, and I still turn around and buy that shit.
That's noble.
It just, I guess it depends on what it is. Like, you can't convince me to buy a Jay-Z album probably ever again in life. Because, I mean, he's at the pinnacle now. At this point, this dude is supposed to be a billionaire.
At the pinnacle?
Money-wise.
I'm talking about money. I'm talking about skill.
Success.
I ain't want to get $10 to his empire. Yeah. At this point, he's rich as fuck. I'm not, you know.
But
I can't do it.
I can say
MTV Cribs soured me on paying for records. I mean, because
it really did.
I'm just like, I'm sitting here looking at your life like, yeah, I ain't never been in this part of the house. This bed right here is real Lamborghini skin.
Yeah. And,
I've never slept in it. And,
you know,
but did it make you go buy 3 Redman albums when he did Cribs? Like, that shit, I was like, damn, I feel bad for the bruh.
Yeah, but I had already bought Redman albums, you know, but I ain't bought nothing past the name 2000.
The problem is the Redman albums suck now, so I'm not going to buy it for that reason.
Yeah, and some of this stuff, you know, because of free downloads, you get mad that you downloaded this shit.
Now hold on. Now you gotta understand, it's been a lot of times, now y'all probably can vouch for this, it's been a lot of times you bought album that shit sucked ass. And he's like, well, I gotta fucking rock with it, because that's my last $20.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you know, goes back to the shit that fucked up the industry. Once they started making goddamn CDs, albums quality got worse. Because, you know, before, if it was a tape, you had to just play the tape to get to your song. You could try and skip through it. Yeah. But nigga, you know how long you have to wait hunched over the fucking fast forward and rewind button? CDs came out, you could just skip to directly what you wanted. It was a wrap.
Yeah. I also think back then, when people did put out an album you like, I felt like they liked it though. You know what I'm saying? Like, some shit they put out, the artists don't feel this shit. But back then, even if I didn't like it, like, I think it was a Hieroglyphics album I bought. I didn't necessarily like it, but they felt like they liked it. So I felt, you know what, it ain't for me. But now it's the shit they put out they know they don't like. They know it's bullshit, and they just put it out.
Yeah, and it's usually in the form of a mixtape. Shout out to Rick Ross's mixtape. I hated that shit.
Really?
I hated. Those are some of the worst repetitive beats. I hated damn near every track.
Wow. Hold on. Okay, let's go.
And y'all really gassed me up for that too. Y'all gassed me the fuck up.
Yeah, I don't know. You must have got the wrong one. You must have got that mega upload.
Okay. Let's talk about the Rick Ross album now. The Rick Ross mixtape. Okay. Yeah. So no, we're talking to you. I'm talking to you, Saul. So you didn't like Holy Ghost. But did you?
I can't remember anything on that album.
The first thing said on that fucking album is fuck your dreams, nigga. Fuck your dreams.
Yeah, is that supposed to be happy? I don't...
Like, what the fuck? That nigga said, fuck your dreams.
Like, put it this way. I listened to it one time and I wasn't compelled to give it a second spin. Now, I probably will give it a second spin because it's Rick Ross.
The Nas track? The Nas song? The Triple Beam Dream?
That one was okay.
Okay.
The tracks, to me, really fucked it up. I didn't like... I don't think I like any of the tracks.
Wow.
The lyrics weren't really a problem, but I don't think I liked any of the tracks. It sounded like it was the same song over and over. Wow. And none of those beats were anything that you would hear on a Rick Ross project.
Yes.
Stay Scheming, that song with Drake and French Montana? Oh, that would have been on that should be a single.
I don't even remember that song.
Song number, that's the hardest one.
The what?
Song number 2, man. That's the hardest song.
High Definition.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember nothing. I mean, whatever. Yeah. I give it another spin because it's Rick Ross, just like I did when Blueprint 3 came out. I gave that motherfucker like 6 or 7 spins.
And that shit's still trash.
That shit was awesome.
I don't think it's trash. I liked it.
Thank you. See, you know what?
I wasn't spectacular, but I liked it.
Okay, that's
not good. Beach Chair is still arguably one of the songs ever made in hip hop history.
I like that song. That's another song you talk about.
The Kingdom Come, that shit was awful, dog. Are you serious?
No, hold on.
So with Neo, anything.
That was Usher, and I hated that song.
That was Usher, but it was a song with Neo in it, man. He had a song with Neo.
It was about Katrina, and that was a terrible song, too. I didn't like that song either.
Yeah, I mean, I think he does that every album.
Hollywood!
Nah, yeah. One thing that Jay-Z does do lately... If you look on this album and it's a song and you're like, oh shit, it's got this person on it, then you're not gonna like that song. Cause it's too many people on the track already. Like, damn it.
Hollywood!
The bad albums for me start with goddamn Beach Chair. That is one of the worst songs I ever heard.
I like that song.
You know, on that site, they was really on it. They was like, yeah, I like Beach Chair. And you lost your fucking mind. That song is awful. That song is awful.
Life is just a dream to me.
The church of Jay-Z is closed.
Life is just a dream to me. Really.
Speaking, let's end this chapter real quick.
Please, let's get
talk about Jay-Z's baby. Jay-Z and Beyonce's baby. So you have Brandon, a little sister now.
Brandon's little sister, yes.
Hold on. Let me say this. Shout out to Trace and May, because every time I log on to the tweet deck, like it has all like the final inboxes. And she says. When Beyonce have a baby, I'm going to clap about her uterus like on Cribs. Show it off. Hell, and I see that shit every fucking time I log in.
Hell nah. Shout out to Tracy. Her mixtape coming soon. We'll probably have it back on the Frocast.
Yeah.
Before that mixtape drop.
Yeah, but that's... first of all, can I say this? The bitch... The thing about him not saying the bitch no more, that was a hoax. You know that, right?
I'm glad you cleared that up, because okay. I was like, can I say this? The bitch? I was like,
the shit about him not saying bitch no more, that was a whole...
taking a turn.
Yeah, so I think that was cool.
So he is saying bitch now.
Yeah, he's still gonna say bitch.
I mean, it was like I said, it was okay when he was calling Beyonce one. I mean, you know, so why would he stop now? Like, he called his own wife one. He think his daughter? I mean, come on, stop.
Yeah, he really can't change it now, because Beyonce feels some kind of way. Like, hold up,
but you called me a bitch, like, right. Several times.
It doesn't matter. Like I said, first of all, and then niggas talk about the baby was born in 9 months or 10 months or 7 months. What y'all don't understand is Illuminati babies get born when they want to.
Here we go.
You know what I'm saying? So that doesn't matter. Like I said, I don't believe in the Illuminati, but if it's real, I want to join. I'm trying to find applications. I'm trying to figure out how to get in that motherfucker, because that's the key to success.
You don't even have furniture. You're not going to be in the Illuminati.
Listen, exactly. I bet you I haven't. After I join,
you have to at least be able
to
have a meeting at your house. I believe that's probably a requirement. Even the Boy Scouts say that.
Like I said, don't
have furniture.
I have folding chairs in my closet.
That does not count for furniture.
I put that shit in a circle. We all talk about that shit. The chant, whatever you got to do. I got to wear our black clothes. Done.
So you think the richest people in the world are going to come into your house and sit on folding chairs?
Listen, I'm just saying.
In an apartment complex.
Besides all that, I think that for me personally, I didn't even announce on the site when the baby got had, because I was like, well, you know, that's going to be everywhere. But I do think it is to be said that we've been hearing about Jay talk about kids since his first album. And I think that that's why I said the song, the Glory song, I said it was epic, because it's so many songs he's talking about this, and it finally came to fruition. So I think that was pretty cool. But it's a baby just like anybody. It should piss on itself like any other baby, so I'm not bigging that up, but... I'm serious, but I think it's good that he's 42 and a baby. So,
man, you know, congrats to Jay and Beyonce. I don't understand everybody is so concerned about this little motherfucker. Like, the people are going crazy about this shit. People are legitimately happy. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, I'm gonna name my kid Blue Ivy. These motherfuckers, like, y'all need to calm down. And I did hear some legit conspiracy theories on this shit. Somebody thinks it may be a surrogate.
Oh, okay.
I believe that. I believe that. Because, like I said, I was telling Easy, I was like, if she performs at the Grammys, there's no way you had a baby. And I'm really going to question your motherhood abilities if you just had a baby 5 weeks ago and now you're at the Grammys. Like, who the fuck got the baby?
Hold on. You don't question Jay-Z father abilities? Like, she's pushing the baby out? You push the babies out and, like, that night you're making a song about the shit? Yeah, you supposed to be with your kids that night?
He already had the song made, man. He just
that song was already made.
The song's already made, dog. You just don't call Pharrell up and he come have a beat ready. Nah, I'm sorry.
And that's why the baby is at the end of the track.
I thought everything else
was done.
I don't know. Well, like I said, I thought that.
But I don't know why they would fake it. Like,
because Jay-Z is the biggest media whore that's out there, man.
I don't think he's. I don't think he's giving enough of his life.
I'm gonna name some events, and you tell me a Jay-Z song has something to do with it. Jenna 6.
What?
Hello.
What? What? What?
I mean, Jay-Z jumped on any fad.
Most Def also did a song with Genesis. But go ahead.
Willow Smith came out popping. Oh, I'm going to sign her. Jay Electronica make a song. Oh, I'm going to sign him. Oh, J. Cole come out. Oh, I'm going to sign him.
Hold on.
Occupy Wall Street. You making your own shirts and you capitalize. You know, Jay-Z just jumped.
No. J. Cole was picked out of obscurity by signing Jay-Z. That's the first thing. Second thing is, Diddy also wanted to sign Jay Electronica. It was a bidding war. Jay-Z won that bidding war. You can't get mad at that.
But he always his way. Like, he just, if it's hot, he jumps on it. Oh, Coldplay? Oh, I'm going to do an album. Oh, Linkin Park? Let's do an album with them. Oh, now I'm
Linkin Park asked him to do the album.
Oh, Warren Buffett's the guy. Oh, I'm stay pitching to Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett been the guy for like years. He's a fucking billionaire. What the fuck you expect? He's been a guy for years.
Now in economic times, people talking about how smart he was or this and that. And now y'all, you know, like I said, man.
Hold on. Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett and Jay-Z did an interview for Forbes magazine that they put together. That's how they got hooked up. It's not like he was like, I mean, they did an interview for Forbes magazine together.
Why would Warren Buffett even want to talk to Jay-Z?
Like I said, pull up the interview.
Illuminati.
Thank you.
That's fine. Like I said, I don't think this is my problem. This is why I'm defending that so bad, because this I defend when niggas talk about when niggas talk about Cash Money.
Yeah, got him stuttering, boy. You talking about
Jay? I stutter anyway. I'm saying when dudes talk about
getting riled up, yo.
No, I'm just, this is what I understand. When Lil Wayne raps about money, that is fine. But when Jay-Z does it, niggas don't want it. Niggas say Jay-Z too popular, Jay-Z too rich. But Baby buys a fucking $6 million car every fucking month, and that's fine.
This is Team Jones, and I personally don't see if I'm in the game, I don't have a problem with jumping on fads. That's how you stay on top of the shit. So I don't see a problem with what he's doing.
I think he's a little too old for that. I mean, you know, that's all. But you know, that's just me.
Do you feel people like Ghostface is too old, Raekwon's too old? Do you feel people
nobody cares about those guys? They have a cult following. Them the only people that check for them.
I'm just saying.
Ghostface ain't none.
I'm just saying.
But you think that Jay-Z is too old to be trying to be trendy? Is what you're
exactly. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Just be Jay. You quit trying to be. You know, you wearing snapbacks and stuff. Man, stop it, man. Stop. You know, you're not that young more, man. You know, you hanging out with Kanye and shit, trying to fuck models and shit. That's not your life, Jay. Now you a fucking daddy, man. Take your ass home, man. And that's all I'm saying, man.
See, I don't get that. I think it's just a lot of hate coming in. I don't know why. Listen, now hold on. Now, let me tell a story that King Jordan told never tell anybody. Now, you know.
That is the worst lead in to what you're about to say.
Yeah, now, you know that this girl that King Jordan wanted to fuck back in the day was fucking Jay-Z, and she didn't give him no play. And ever since then, he's hated Jay-Z ever since then.
Jay-Z like 30 years older than me. That makes him a pervert. So
hey, I'm just telling you what happened. You told me this story.
Yeah. Wow. I never told you that story. That's another Be Easy original.
Anyway.
So congrats to Jay-Z and Beyonce and Blue Ivy and Carter. What's the background? I know you know. What's okay. the background?
Well, you remember they said my favorite hue is Jay-Z blue, and you know that was that's the little company him and Steve Stout had, the little marketing.
You can't
company.
Say nothing to Peabody about his love.
No, I'm
love.
Telling that's you,
these niggas just named some shit I never knew.
But like, you know what though, you can ask me some shit about Drake, and I'll probably tell you about Drake. Common sense, we can keep going. But no, thing is that Jay-Z, you know, you remember when Jay-Z was going hard with the HP shit and all that shit, and he was just everywhere. Him and Steve Stout had this marketing company, and the one thing they were talking about was called Jay-Z Blue, doing a hue of calling the company that. Also, supposedly that's him and Beyonce's favorite color, and then on Beyonce's finger and Jay-Z's finger, they both got the Roman numeral 4. Both are born on the 4th. Of their respective months, and Beyonce's album is called 4. So Ivy
coming. Oh,
yeah. Ivy means 4 in some.
No, you said a Y to it.
He said Ivy. I was like, oh, yeah. That's so fucking obscure. Congrats, niggas. I guess it's what you do when you have money is you name your kids fucking Blue Ivy.
You can just name your daughter Latasha if you're rich, man. Like, what kind of fucking shit is that? I know. Yeah, your name's Couch.
Blanket.
Yeah, your name is Sony Your Bio.
He said Sony Bio.
Yeah, I mean, we going to hell for clowning his kids. But I mean, you know, shout out to Jay-Z.
That Beyonce. Kid got more money than both of, all three of us that we ever probably seen in our life. So I don't feel bad clowning him a little bit, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't.
Look like his daddy. Girl look like Jay-Z, man. She gonna have a rough life. I don't care if Beyonce is your mama.
First of all, she's rich. It won't matter.
Yeah, it's gonna matter.
No, it won't. Well,
yeah, she can get facial surgery, but still.
True. She's rich. Y'all understand she's rich. How many people would fuck Oprah with no makeup on?
Exactly.
Right now.
Exactly.
If my wife could hear me, I would say hell yes louder.
Exactly. She's rich. You would not, you know.
Did you see, now, speaking of which, I've been on that bandwagon ever since Hurricane Katrina when said person walked through the Superdome in some black tights. Yeah. I was just like, hold up. I said, hold up.
Oprah doing it like that?
Man, what? That motherfucking, bro. That's all I'm saying. I was just like, I said, what?
Hey, I had no idea. Shout out to
Oprah. Hey, like I said,
YouTube it.
Yeah, exactly.
YouTube it.
Soper shut it down.
Yeah, so. poor Stepman. This nigga's, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, we kind of got off track with the Rick Ross shit. We talking about first album predictions. We talking about the sales, I guess is what we're talking about.
Well, no, my thing is, and I say it every time, because when he did Ashes to Ashes and I heard it, BMF and MC Hammer, I'm always wondering, is he giving too much away? And I guess my thing about, I guess what I want to talk about was that, do you think, well, obviously Songwright don't think so, but Jeremy, do you think he gave too much away?
I mean, not really, because all he's going to do is push his album back even further and just do new product. That's all. I mean, that's basically what he did. He just bought himself some more time. Album was supposed to come out December. He released it as a mixtape, and he's going to throw us all new stuff. Album probably come out April, May now. He bought himself some more time, so that's basically all he did. I'm not upset. It's a hot mixtape, you know.
And when he talking shit to somebody about his album not getting pushed back, we not pushing it back, bro.
But yeah. But he had three seizures to do that for you.
He had them in the same day. It's not like he had them. It's the same day. It's one event.
Hey man, hey listen man, hey I can't, listen.
That's one event. And the nigga performed that night. That's some shit. He's fine.
No, he didn't.
A couple seasons, but it's just a minor setback.
Setback. You know, and he said that in the song.
Yeah, no, I'm bald.
Right, so shit, he should, you know, he should be back on track.
Yeah. Yeah, but the funny thing is that now Young Jeezy has sold 360,000 copies in 4 weeks. So he's probably going to go gold.
And?
So?
No, I'm saying. Jeezy, when he came out, people was like, Jeezy is done. You know what I'm saying? Niggas like Rick Ross and I guess to a lesser extent Gucci Mane had took that role of being, you know, the America's favorite trap boy or dope boy or whatever. So the fact that he can come out and do go gold, you know, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, I think.
We'll see when it goes gold. I'm still waiting to see if it goes gold. Why do people like Jeezy? Anyway.
Go ahead.
Why do people like Jeezy?
Well,
I can't get into this. I mean, if he giving me a verse every now and then, I can deal with it. But I can't listen to him for a whole album no more. It's just like ever since he did that song with Nas and tried to get all political and stuff. And I like ignorant rappers, dog. And Jeezy was one of them ignorant niggas. And then once he did that, my Lambo's blue shit, lost his. You know. Then he came out of the album. He caring too much about the neighborhood. And I mean, yeah, it was all right, but Jeezy, man. You out of bounds right now, man. Talk about drugs, man.
But until when's that gonna get? Because you know he probably haven't sold drugs in what, 10 years?
I don't care. If Master P would still been talking about him killing people in the river and all that stuff, I still would listen to it, man. It's just that it's just. I mean. If you can talk about it and it still sound good, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? The beat's good. What you're saying? Yeah, so what? No rapper is real. I mean, that's what people need to understand. I mean, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's hard to keep rapping about the same shit once you get a pay raise.
Yeah, but
still do it. I mean, everybody likes seeing Stallone play the love.
It's not the same Willis, thing, though. You see,
Bruce Willis played the same role. Bruce Willis been playing the same role since '88 when he did Die Hard, though.
Yeah, but how many people named Bruce Willis as one of the top actors?
Exactly.
I mean, they he's respected.
And also, Bruce Willis does straight to DVD movies now, too, so he's not doing blockbusters. Like, he's going to be in G.I. Joe and stuff like that, but he's a movie 50 Cent and went straight to DVD. So
hey, that's fine.
I think if anything else, if you don't progress, you're doomed to fail. And that's
What happens is
progress and still he can. I guess he can still talk about the street shit, but I don't know. He can get more storytelling into it. Or, there's got to be a way to do it. But I don't like the nigga anyway. I don't like his music. I ain't got to get personal. You know, niggas will shut some shit down.
No,
I got to personal against Jeezy.
He ain't got no power to shut shit down.
No. What happens is that.
They just beat BZ up since he lived in the same streets.
I'm saying what happens is
the bat, remember
exactly. Hey, and a knife. The thing about it is that I think that if every time you stick the same thing, it's gonna be a young nigga that comes in and says, "No, I'm really from the streets. This nigga's perpetrating." That shit happens from Pastor Troy to Master P. It happens all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like a new rapper come and say, "No, this nigga's perpetrating. I'm the real nigga." You know, I think Charlotte will try to do it to T.I. That always happens. So, you know, hey.
Yeah, I think. Well, we already talked about how the real shit is overrated in music anyway. This shit's is extra.
Yeah.
Just stop it. If you're in the booth, if you're in the booth and you're in an actual studio, you can't talk to me about the streets. You need to be cutting that shit in your closet.
I say Walker probably the closest to that that's out there right now. And Freddie Gibbs allegedly, but
hey, I've been listening to a lot of Freddie Gibbs lately, man.
Oh, and then that just denotes him down somewhere.
Hey, that thugging shit, though, that shit is ridiculous, man. I also feel that if you become just a full character, like Rick Ross basically is a fictional character now. Networks, too, but you know, like Rick Ross now is just a fictional character.
And I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I'm saying, I like that. I'm saying, but he just embraced it.
Jakey Smalls, like Notorious
B. Exactly. I've said that too. I've said Ben was a straight A student. I say Pop did ballerina. No, but I was into this podcast and they were saying that, and somebody was in Rick Ross' house and this nigga had a pedestal with a piece of an elephant skull just sitting on a pedestal.
For what?
He's embraced it. He's full Rick Ross now. He's just Rick Ross now. So
yeah, I ain't got no problem with the cat. I just didn't like that mix. Yeah, that is some weird shit. I guess he does lines of cocaine off of it.
William Roberts is dead. You know what I'm saying? The guy that was William Roberts is dead. Rick Ross is just, he's all Rick Ross now.
Rick Ross got an elephant skull. That mean Birdman got a fucking meteorite or some shit in his house.
Yeah, Birdman probably got some ridiculous. He got part of Pluto sitting in his backyard or some shit.
Area 51, bitch. This motherfucking meteorite that fell in 1947, nigga. This shit, nigga, if you put this little scanner on it, still got uranium on that motherfucker, nigga. I'm gonna get me a chain made out of uranium. These niggas ain't gonna be able to see me, nigga. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, that motherfucker got so much money and he just ridiculous. I was watching an interview with him on some radio show and he was talking about how he made a bet on the Super Bowl. And the nigga won $1 million and had already spent $1.5 million to get a Maybach.
Mm-hmm.
So the money that came in from the bet was just extra. He like, I had already spent it, you know what I'm saying? So I had to put $5 with it so I could get the Maybach. I'm like, what the fuck doing?
That's a good invitation too, man. I like that. That was pretty good. That was pretty good, actually.
He pulled out, they asked him how much money he had on him. He pulled out $200,000. It was just chilling, like, you know, that's just the other bag. That's the bag I got when we're riding out. I got another bag out there in the hallway. Bring me the blue bag. I said, what the fuck is going on? You know what? I think it's just the money.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's what they. But so, anyway, we're getting way off track. Go ahead, bro.
No, how you feel? I'm asking Jeremy, what's the difference between Birdman and Jay-Z? Birdman. I'm just saying, Birdman, you don't think Birdman's a little too old to have like an 18-year-old stripper wife? And have fucking Dallas Cowboy stars on his fucking head.
Birdman actually lives that life. Like, he's that nigga. Like, Birdman goes to the club. Birdman is actually, you know, he didn't kill somebody. I mean, come on, man. Come on, stop. Yeah. Birdman legit, man. You can't ever done. You can't say Birdman and Jay-Z in the same sentence, man. Nah, I'm not hearing it.
I just
feel like if we were to get an interview with either one of them cats, you know, shout out to NappyAfro.com. If we were to get an interview with Jay-Z, the nigga would, like, try and charm his way through some of the questions. Birdman will fuck around and give you the real answer. You might not want to hear it. Like, so what you think about such and such? You know what I'm saying, man? Fuck that nigga for real. I feel you. Be like, damn, wait a minute. You know, we got endorsements with that cat. That's, he seemed like one of them niggas.
Yeah. Also too, I feel if I got an argument with Birdman, somebody would knock on my door the next day. You know what I'm saying? Me and Birdman got into it. I hear knocking the door. Yeah. I'm like, hold on, y'all. I gotta get the door.
You said next day.
Yeah, it might be right then while you're talking.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not talking about Jay-Z. We're talking about Birdman here, though. You're not.
And there's got to be something to the way he runs his business, because, I mean, the motherfucker is putting together platinum album after platinum album.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's something about it. He said he takes care of his crew. Like, when he made that $1 million bet or whatever fuck, somebody wrote him a $100 million check. That's what he said he got.
Jesus Christ.
And so he took care of his people first. He's like, I ain't even put none of that money in my account. You know, I took care of my people first. That's what's important.
Did you hear about when he first got the deal from Universal, what he did, though? They gave him $30 million. And then he went and tried to do the same deal with another record company. And somebody had said, hey, you can't do this.
That's hustling.
But he would have went to jail if he would have did that. It's fraud. You can't do that shit. You can't say,
$30 million, you could buy your way out of fraud.
but how you gonna release an album to two record labels? You can't do that shit.
Hey, you changed the name. The motherfucker be called whatever it's called. The next one be called the Concord. Shout out to Nike with them goddamn bootleg Jordans.
I got Lil Wayne and I got Little Wayne.
Exactly.
That's the fucking. I got the Hot Boy and the Hot Boys.
Block is hot with a CK. And Block is hot with a Q.
Yeah, nigga, man.
Fuck you.
He would be in court the next damn day. So.
That's okay. He'd be in federal prison. That shit don't even count. Nigga be sitting up there kicking it with conjugal visits and shit.
Club Fed.
Right, Club Fed. It wouldn't even matter. He'd be like, I'm still making money in here. You heard me?
Mm-mm-mm.
It'd be all good.
Hey, on a side note, did you know? You know, this is kind of off subject. You said conjugal visits, so I'm finna go way off subject.
Yeah, we're way off track. Yeah. Go ahead.
Did you know that guy who was with Charles Manson? You know, he was the dude that ought to kill him when they went, like, to Sharon Tate and all that shit. He been in jail since the 70s, and he got 4 fucking kids because of conjugal visits. That shit's weird as shit.
Jail is starting to sound like the place. I just read an article talking about they handle call centers. They do a lot of call center work for governments and shit like that. So, you know, next time you call in and complain about your Sprint bill, you might be talking to inmate 45672. You know what I'm saying? It's starting to sound like you can get your education, you get a goddamn job, and you can fuck. This shit sounds like a club.
You get 3 guaranteed meals.
3 guaranteed meals. You get to work out as much as you want to, like this shit.
And pussy every other week with good behavior.
This shit starts to sound not too bad. I watch Beyond Scared Straight, and I know better. You know, the reports make this motherfucker seem real nice.
Stupid.
God damn. But speaking of jail, speaking of problems with the law, shout out to Rihanna smoking weed on tape. She got caught smoking weed. First of all, surprise. Ain't she an island chick?
Barbados.
Yeah,
and she got caught with weed. Where's the problem?
I'm gonna tell you this. Go ahead, John.
Not like she can sing anyway, so it's not gonna hurt her voice. I mean, but go ahead.
No, twice she got caught. Like she's on camera twice with weed. But I'm gonna say this, man. I used to the only girl I've been in love with was a 30-year-old chick when I was 20-year-old. I used to buy her weed before I went over her house at night after work. All I gotta say is when she was like smoking that weed and rolling around in that lawn chair, there was some good pussy that night. There was some fire pussy that night. Just wanna say that.
Yeah, I don't even know how to say it. Wait, that
I'm just saying that was a five pussy.
I'm pretty sure you probably got her some old Babbage too, because you ain't know what you was getting.
Oh, I didn't know. I gave some money to my boy. My boy brought it back to me. I gave it to her. She smoked it. Then that's it. You know. And you know,
we gotta stop you dry snitching on these guys. Okay. Now this nigga is agreeing to drug trafficking.
It happened.
Well, you know, 9/10 of law is possession, so he'd be okay, man.
Yeah. I'm just saying, but I'm saying like who she was. She was smoking. She like she was rolling around and shit. I was like, look at that boy. She feeling it, boy. You know,
I just don't know why it matters. Why are they so like? They even say that she's apparently got an alcohol problem. They wanted to go to rehab because she was at that. I think it was a Laker game or was it a Heat game? And she was drunk as shit.
Yeah.
Like God damn, her eyes were damn near closed, yo. And she still had the cup in her hand. She was fucked up.
Rihanna go hard, man. Hey. I don't know. She's that's the name of the song, ain't it?
Hey.
I go hard.
Yeah. I love it. Like I said, I've never been a huge Rihanna fan, but I think she's just being the fucking pop star slash rock star. Do your thing, whatever. Fuck it.
They need to stop with this marijuana shit anyway. Weed is not a problem.
It's not. It's really not. But like you said, it's all about money.
They trying to figure out how to make their cash. It's not a problem. I don't even smoke. But, you know, I'd be more happy if my neighbors were potheads than if they were alcoholics.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if they high, they're not doing shit that's going to bother me.
Exactly.
It
exactly.
might be too loud or some shit like that, but they're not finna come and break in my house.
You know what? They would have a plan to break in your house, and they would smoke weed, and they say, you know what? Fuck it, man. Fuck
they
it.
They fucking got to forget and leave the plan at my front door.
Plan to break your neighbor's shit, house.
But, here's this paper we were working on. It got your name on it, so we just gave it to you. What the fuck? Nigga, this is a plan to break in. We didn't mean any harm, man. Them alcoholics, the motherfuckers, you need to watch out.
Exactly.
That shit is terrible.
That's crazy.
And speaking of smoking and drinking, who's going to smoke and drink and calm the fuck down in this Common and Drake beef? Like, what's the deal? One of the niggas need to just slow down, for real.
Like I said, man, Common took a L on that, man. Not just, you know, not just lyrically, but just overall, because Common, come on, man. You know, he really looked out of character on that Sweet song, cussing and all that. Like, that was like a side of Common we ain't seen in years. And, you know, it's just not a good look for Common. I mean, you know, plus, you know, I'm a Young Money supporter anyway, but still, in the whole grand scheme of things, it was a bad look for Common, especially if you're fighting over Serena. I mean, because... go ahead.
Nah, I didn't like. I mean, I don't understand how can you call Drake soft when you and Happy Feet too.
Exactly, you call him soft, and you running promos for your movie Happy Feet, man.
And I agree. The reason I think he lost is because he's on Hell on Wheels, the show that come on AMC. He had Happy Feet come out. He got Maya Angelou on his song, and he got the movie called Love coming out now. All this shit happened for you, but the first thing they do at the radio station is ask you about Drake. That's why you lost.
Shit, I think he lost because of the last album, Universal Mind Control, was one of the worst albums, like front to back, to come out. And just stop. It seems like, you know, the motherfucker want to hate on Drake, and that's what you do. If you don't like that kind of music, then just don't listen to it. But I can't find a legitimate reason to hate what he's doing. I'm not a fan of it, but I can't hate on it because the nigga's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's doing Drake.
But also, it does help that, you know, he is fucking somebody that come and dated. I mean, that's the reason. I know he ain't said the reason. That's got to be the reason.
But he broke up with her.
Hey.
You dropped the bitch.
But why did he
ask? So why you going to be mad for somebody else to pick up?
But on Twitter, he asked her to be in the video and shit, though, right?
That's because she said something to him.
But if I broke up with you, bitch, how would you be on my video?
He broke up with her because he didn't want to commit. Mm-hmm. So he left her alone.
And then
he posted up the question on Twitter, what's your favorite song? And she said, Love Lost or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he said, oh, you want to be in the video? He being a smart ass.
So, but then after they broke up, 2 weeks later, she is like, leaked video of her stripping and shit, and her and Drake at the damn tennis court for practicing, and Drake said her damn. I think that shit, I don't know, it's just weird that would, it may not be the main reason. I think that does help, though.
I don't know how you could be mad at somebody else for fucking your ex when you gave up on her. it's basically my, like, I don't see the beef.
I mean, you're right, but I don't know. Like I said, it's a weak beef. Because I'm not excited by it. Like, you know, like, even when fucking Saigon and Button was going back and forth, and they was, like, trading songs over the internet every fucking hour, I was into that more than I'm into this shit, because it just doesn't feel anything to me. I'm not excited about it. And maybe beef as a whole is just getting played out at. Because, I mean, it's like, I think it's too much money in it now. Back when, like, and this may be bad to say, when I heard Ice Cube diss in NWA, I thought when they see each other, they gonna shoot each other. Easily. But now that's out of it. Like, you know, like, okay, that nigga make $1 million, that nigga make $1 million, ain't nobody shooting nobody.
Exactly. You can't be beefing if you're at the top of the charts. Exactly. It's not gonna work. Yeah. I need some old underground ass beef for it to at least feel authentic. I need you not to be singing at any point ever. Drake is singing and fucking Common is cutting dance tracks. I'm glad that he returned to the hip hop on this album, because that last album was fucking horrible. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm like you. There's just nothing behind it. It's like, okay, what's next? And I heard you, King Germ, talking about Serena like that. You're not feeling Serena, bro?
Oh, not at all. Never have. No, I'm not a fan. She just like, she smelled like a man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, she seemed like she'd be one of them old, like, she got some old overworked sweat glands, and, like, she just sweat and had, like, a man stink. You're like, dang, girl, you know, sometimes your woman can go work out, you know, she come from exercising, you know, she smell like, you know, earthy, you know, like that whole bunch of iron, but it's like Serena be musty or something like that. Like, just,
That's messed up.
On that, man.
That's messed up.
Yeah, and then, you know, she's just a big chick, man. You know, nah, I'm not a Serena fan, man. Nah.
Damn.
Just my opinion, though.
She don't have short hair like Amber Rose.
He like Amber Rose, though.
With a wig on. Let's get it right.
Yeah, exactly. God. I was waiting for the catch.
God. But Serena, man. I mean, she built like Terrell Owens, dog.
Shit.
She got abs and shoulders and stuff. Nah, man, I'm good.
She got ass too, though, right?
Man, so what? I mean, that man, she's probably a brick house for real. Like, I'm talking about, she probably tight as a mug, but if I ain't that loose on her body, man, nah, I'm good on that, man. I'm sorry.
You're not hitting Serena if you get a shot.
Heck no. In the words of Phil Jackson, heck no.
Still nah.
No.
Mm-mm-mm. I don't know. Sorry, I don't know. I would hit Serena. I mean, she's not cute. Hold on, of course what?
You have no standards, man. That's the thing, man. I mean,
that may be true sometimes.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you know the fish that go in the lake that just eat anything? What's the fish called, JP, man? Man.
Algae or some shit.
Piranha?
Yeah. Nah, piranha eat meat, nigga. They don't just eat anything. I'm talking about the fish that eat, I mean, you can throw anything in there. The ones they take, nah, throw them back in there. They eat anything. Yeah, that's him. He will knock down anything.
I can't comment on that shit. If you saw my resume, nigga, like, I cannot give you no flack for that shit.
I believe you have standards, though. You probably be like, hey, this nigga up here.
It depends on the event if I have standards or not, really.
One leg.
I can't be fucking with a nub outside.
Okay.
I've fucked some chicks that I'm not happy about, but I've never dated a chick that was like, ooh, you know, I've never dated a chick that was toe down.
You hit a one leg chick?
No, I didn't. If I did, I wouldn't agree. I wouldn't admit to it here. So they give you a hint. I wouldn't agree to it. No, I didn't. No, hold on.
Oh my god.
No, hold on. Can I say this? I fucked a chick with half a foot missing. That's true. That's true.
Ew.
It didn't mean shit to me. I mean, what the fuck? I'm not gonna fuck a foot. It don't mean shit to me. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she had one leg, man. This dude, he trying to make it sound better.
No, honestly,
man, she had no legs, son. Right. I said this man.
She had half a foot missing. She had a leg. She had half a
she
foot.
She had half a foot of her leg missing, though. Not half a foot.
So she was rubbing the dub up against
you? Now, hold on. Would I fuck a chick with one leg? Yeah, I mean, it don't mean shit to me. It don't mean shit to me. Like, what
so
does that mean to me?
What means shit to you? What means shit to you other than maybe a
dick? A dick and disease?
Other than that, she's fair game.
I mean, listen, this is my whole thing, and I've explained this a few times. My whole thing is that I have to have something to focus on. Like, you know, like, okay, everything tore up, but she got some nice titties. Focus on the titties. Everything fucked up, but she got like nice eyes. Focus on the eyes. You know, everything nice, but you know that clavicle. I fucked a girl because she had an okay clavicle. Because you can just stare at the clavicle and be like, you know what? I can fuck this. Because you focus on something. But you have to focus on something. You have to focus on something that's nice, and then you get through it. But, like, you know, that's it. That's basically how I do it. But, you know.
Perseverance.
Wow. I think that's a good spot to end the show. Because I don't know how to go from that.
We can talk about the Pro Fantasy League, how it's over and we have a champion.
Let's go ahead and give us his time, man. Go ahead, bro.
First of all, I want to thank everybody that came out, competed this year in the Pro Fantasy League. I mean, it was a great second season. And I do want to thank Vice Kings. He was number one in the regular season, had the most points, the best team, best record. But the winner was me. I ended up winning this year, you know. You know, doing a little rascal thing over my head now. Pause. But yeah, I won. I mean, you know, I'm the man.
Okay. Can we discuss the Facebook fallout?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. No, let me say this, and let me everybody know this: the 100 some people that downloaded last week, last time we did the ProCast. He ran the actual Pro Fantasy League. He hosted it, and he also won it. That's all I gotta say about that. Continue.
Okay. Okay.
shit smells fishy.
With the Facebook fallout, there was no Los Pollos Hermanos just trying to. He said it was the end of the year, so he was just trying to kick up some controversy because he said he was going to really miss the group. So that's what all he just started and missed that day. And but you know,
I didn't get dragged into the bullshit.
I don't know what he's talking about. He was just starting stuff, man. That's why I said he was just starting things, trying to get a riff out of everybody because it was the last, you know, brouhaha until next year. So you know,
I ain't coming back. Them niggas was off the chain this year. We got gun threats. People talking about people's mamas and wives, their kids. This shit just got way out of hand. And then Jeremy was supposed to talk some for all of y'all that was just above it all to post. No, nigga, I ain't trying to post this bullshit. You niggas is crazy, man. Them niggas is crazy. Hey,
yeah, it's the best fantasy league outside of the show, the league. I mean, I don't know if you watched that song, but you might want to start watching that, man. It's on the league, man. It's a pretty good show. Even if you being a fantasy football guy, you'll like the show because, you know, it's basically fantasy football, but it's like an improv show. But it's, you know, it's scripted, non-scripted, but it's very funny, man. I mean,
check it out. That shit on Netflix?
It's on TV Duck. It's probably on Netflix. You know, you can watch it.
It's on TV Duck.
Yeah. What the fuck is TV Duck?
Oh, it's a site I go to that has all like the shows and stuff because, you know, me and my family trying this no cable thing this year, man. See, you know, we save money around the house and I've successfully been watching all my shows on TV thanks to TV Duck. And
it's illegal, by the way, just so you know.
It's not illegal. They host none of the videos there.
Third party site. As the same shit Mega Upload using right now to try to get their site back up. by the way, Mega Video .bz. That's where they moved to.
Well, I'm sure that now that everybody knows.
Hey, I'm saying it's been moved again
by the time we have another Frocast.
It's been tweeted 19,000 times already, so.
So I'm 1,000, damn.
And liked on Facebook 44,000 times. So yeah, megavideo.bz is the new site. You can still get, yeah, so you can get some of your shit there. Not all of it, but you get some of your shit.
Be on the lookout for Rap Godfather to switch yet. Them niggas can shut down every damn time some shit come out, boy.
Hey,
speaking of which, we gotta get us another YouTube page, man, because we had some good videos on YouTube, but according to, you know, the infringement right shut down our YouTube thing because, you know, some guy just, you know, I don't know, man, had kid play. And,
oh, yeah. By the way, on YouTube, it's Nappy Apple Video. We are on YouTube, motherfucker. Not many views because I just did it one night. I couldn't go to sleep. I just said, let me start this page back up. So Nappy Apple Video. I only got two videos. I think we all should try to, you know, throw up ideas, because I mean, you know, we need to do some more videos, be it, you know, trailer recuts or any bullshit. We need to do all kinds of shit like that.
We might be able to do a Frocast on there one time.
Yeah.
Some shit like that. I don't know.
Oh, I was on Facebook the other today, and I noticed that old Peabody is now in a relationship, so shouts out to Peabody, man.
Yeah, congratulations, Peabody. That's all I'm going to say.
There must be some shit behind that I don't know about. So
it's nothing behind it. Congratulations, Peabody. That's all I gotta say. Congratulations, Peabody. And I'm gonna tell you what, man. We mess with Peabody, but that last pop getting like 3,000 downloads. That's fucking ridiculous.
And man, are we done? Thing? Are we done with that?
I think so. I think we should close the book on. It's to the point now where it's impossible for him to have pop music that nobody's heard. I mean,
every few days we get somebody coming on one of them things and say, hey man,
yeah, we need to go back to your Tupac form, bitch. This is not it.
Yeah, it's you know, like I said, I try not to fuck with that, but when like one of the comments every day is about that album or one of those posts. Is the next edition coming? Is another volume? I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? There's no more Pac songs. Look, I'm gonna say it. There's no more Pac songs. No more.
I think the last three volumes
have been a nigga named Jerry Pac. He's been rapping over songs, and y'all think it's Tupac.
It's actually Peabody rapping. Y'all think it's Pac.
There's no more Tupac songs.
Hey, the last Pac post was number 10. He got 118 comments, and the last one was like today.
I don't understand this shit.
Hey.
Is he passing out stickers in the streets?
Nah, hey, and then they hit him up on Facebook harder than they hit him up on the site. So they find out where he was. And they were like, oh, there he is. And they just went to his Facebook and they asked him on there all the time.
On his government name ass Facebook.
Yeah.
He getting arrested. He about to get indicted. They finding out too much
shit. Yeah, they track. How did they get that information?
Hey, well, I think what they did was
he put his
email one time, and then he put his Twitter page. He went and put his Twitter page in the author box, and then I think that's linked, and then they just put two and two together, and he went to his Facebook page.
Yeah, wow. He put his email out there. He probably emailed Facebook the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I think, first of all, besides the traffic, I think that I just like seeing passion. I mean, it's weird. I know it's a weird way to say it, but he has passion for this music, and I miss that from people. You know what I'm saying? I miss that from people, period. I may not like the music, but
what point does it go from passion to creepy? This nigga has cut how many?
10
unreleased. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm talking about. It's not 10 songs that came out that people may have slipped on. Mm-hmm. It's 10 unreleased compilations.
And then they be having like 15, 16 tracks. Now,
this is 10. This is 10
bonus tracks, too. He got bonus tracks on this, too.
Posthumous albums that he came out with.
Yeah, and then he had bonuses like... So sometimes be like 20 on. I'm like, come on, man. Where you get all this from?
I think he's a great person. Like I said, I don't like the music, but I don't like being known as the Tupac site. You know what I'm saying? Like I've heard people like say that on like forums. Like, yeah, you know that Tupac site put our Tupac up. That's not what we are.
Well,
That's not what we are.
You birthed this Blue Ivy Carter. You did it, and that's what the fuck happened. Because there's no reason for us to have this many goddamn compilations. We have as many Tupac compilations as we have Frocast.
Yeah. Possibly, yeah. And then he dropped the album that wasn't out, the Dun Cluminati, the OG edition. He was in it though. So he was doing so. You can't fuck with him. He was on his grind.
Okay. But is there any more? If he does another one, are you posting it up?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. I have to. I mean, listen.
No, you don't.
Nigga, 3,000 downloads that I know about? 3,000 on the media?
They shut shit down for that. Shut off the nigga upload.
3,000 downloads on shut
down. Matter of fact, you probably need to pull all of them down for they close back down. Again.
I'm just saying 3,000 downloads is ridiculous. You can't. I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Follow us on Facebook in case nappyafro.com shut down. We do have a backup site that's waiting in case that happens. You got to follow us on Facebook,
Or Twitter.
Yeah, or Twitter, because this shit is not going to go well. Yeah.
Also, the night where I opened up the night where I created the new YouTube page, we also got nappyafro.tumblr.com. Don't know how that shit was still open, but nappyafro.tumblr.com. Y'all got
stick on that?
It just posts where I post on the site.
So we have a Tumblr bot.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure y'all guys know the password, Jeremy and whatever. So I was about to say, don't say it. So if y'all wanna, use it or Tumblr whatever, it's nappyafro.tumblr.com and it's you're ready.
So you can follow us. You have no reason to not be plugged in. To Nappy Afro, so when we get shut the fuck down, you should know.
Yeah,
Google Plus, so you can add us in your circle.
Yeah, Google Plus/Nappy Afro.
We everywhere, man. So every social platform, we're pretty much out there. Except on Tag, because we know what y'all do on Tag.
So, y'all Tag.
Can't say the same for Solation. This motherfucker's dying a slow death. I don't think there's any more R&B albums coming out till like April. So
no, but I think it's ways of doing it. I think at this point, like, and I don't know if you noticed, I've slowed up with the posting because with Nappy Afro, because I wanted it to be, you know, I was posting up songs that I liked, but I also wanted to, you know, just do more. Like, the thing you dropped today, I loved it. You know, you emailed to me, I was like, I like everything I see here, and I was like, legitimate. That was a legitimate statement. So I think I wanted more. I still gonna post songs, but I wanted more column based too, because that's how we got in the game. That's how we got the people emails talking about we love this shit, and that's how we got the, when we was like really high in the lesser rankings, is because we did columns, articles, more so than posting up music. I do the posting up music is just to fill in the little spots we don't, but I'm personally gonna try to go back to more articles instead.
You post so motherfucking fast too. I was getting ready. I had framed up that goddamn Dro mixtape. I had framed that shit up. It happened to look, I was looking for something else. I was looking for a link to his last album or some shit. Mm-hmm. It looked in the forums and he had the shit up. And I was like, God damn.
No, hold on. That don't mean shit. I posted shit in the forums and then later on came back and did it. Yeah, if it's in the forums, I don't give a shit. Post it twice. I don't give a fuck if I post it in the forums.
It's too late. I took down all that work.
I feel, I'm tired of the Young Dro. That's why I put him in the forums instead of making a post for him. Because I think we done gave him too much fucking slack for fucking shoulder lean for fucking too long.
We're all waiting for him to do that again.
But I mean, man, come
it's
on.
It's been 6 years, man. It's been
seven. You just want him to do something like that again? His last few mixtapes have been straight boo boo juice.
Exactly. I'm tired. And then like,
I ain't gonna LA for that, man. That little white boy swag stuff he got on, man, it messed Dro up, man. Dro ain't, now he ain't the same guy no more, man. He's just different.
That shit is horrible. I mean, damn.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Since he been there, He was like the second solo artist on Grand Hustle to come out. Since then, Bobby Ray, A-Bomb JG, and Killer Mike, and T.I. then dropped multiple albums. Well, T.I. dropped multiple albums, but everybody's dropped the album since then.
Yeah, but he was fucking with Fantasia for a little bit, got his heart broken, some shit, man. I don't know, man. It's hard to defend him nowadays. I know that when we were talking about in the forums, that's what I was looking for. In the forums, we made that post about who we digging, and everybody had Dro up there. Because the motherfuckers' wordplay and shit like that was cool, but yeah, it's been since 2006.
I'm tired. I gave up. I'm like, look, man.
I think I'm about to give up too, man. You know, Dro, if you hear this, you know, nappyafro.com. Hit us up, man.
You remember he had that song? The last song I liked from him was that song he had with the Biggie sample, Dro Rock Diamonds.
Nope. Yeah. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, well, he had a song. You know the song on what's that song? Rock Diamond on Kicking the Door. Biggie says, yeah. Rock Diamonds That Sick, and he says, yes. And they cut up and says, Dro Rock Diamonds, Rock Diamonds That Sick, and that was the hook, and it was hard. If YouTube whatever, I like that song a lot. I thought that was gonna be his hit. But
was it on that I Co-Signed My Damn Self?
Nah, it was the one before that one. The one, the two before that one, I think.
I just, you know, the nigga had 7 mixtapes and one album.
and that's fine with the mixtape. Like Waka Flocka got a mixtape, but he put out an album and he can put out another album. So listen,
Waka Flocka is not a good comparison for anybody that claims that they're a rapper, because he openly says that he's not a rapper.
Yeah, he said lyricists don't make money.
Exactly.
So how the fuck would you compare a rapper to Waka? That's a missile.
He's a you a robot rapper.
Now you know that Germ loves Waka Flocka.
Germ wears gold teeth and says, I'm not surprised that he listens to Waka Flocka.
Oh, I'm happy I told that story.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna use this shit for everything. Yeah. It doesn't even matter what happens. Oh. We'll be playing Modern Warfare 3 and I'll be like, gold teeth and Sam.
Oh, let me say this too. If you come to the site, you've seen it has one right from Nappy Afro in the right hand side. We got like 3 or 4 people already wrote in. Thanks a lot. We will get back to you. We just wait for more people to come in. But yeah, we are looking for other people who want to write for Nappy Afro. So yeah, I did want to say that. So everybody who did come in,
they getting rid of us old cats there. It's all right. You see what's going on? They phasing us out, man.
No.
Phasing us out, man.
No.
Typing this shit.
Hey, I mean, think about it. It's us three. Basically,
but it's on the other side of the building, man.
It's fucked up. We gonna move our shit to the basement. See if we can move it down here and then stapler
and then take your stapler. No. Like I said, Architect, H2O, Saul, King Germ, me, Dub, like we all gonna be TZ, DJ LP, Spread Germs. We all here still. We just need to, you know. I think first of all, we old as shit. I'm just me. I'm gonna say this for myself. Y'all older than me, but I'm saying I'm old as shit. And I think
You talk about yourself.
Hey, I'm just saying. Hey, I'm just saying.
Walking, nigga.
No, I'm just saying. I think that youngness, that people. Because if I was in high school, I would probably do 10 times as much as I'm doing Nappy Afro. But life gets in the way. Baby mamas, bills, bitches. You know, all that shit gets in the way. So. I'm just being real. I mean, shit.
Just the bees.
And you know,
yeah, that's just the bees. I'm just like, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, they gets in the way. So, I mean, you know, close up.
I'm going to ad lib this shit. Mm-hmm. If y'all see that link and y'all writing in because you want to write for Nappy Afro, understand we expect you to write the shit and send it in for it to make sense and for it to be on time. Whenever the fuck you say you're going to send the shit in, that's when we're looking for it. If the album comes out on Tuesday, we hoping that we can get your shit by Tuesday or soon after.
Yeah.
There's no reason. If you can't do it, just say you can't do it. If you don't do it part-time, say you don't do it part-time. But don't just disappear, man. That's some bullshit.
Yeah. Shout out to SBK. Everbose.
What about Calvin 2.0?
He's still... You know what? Can I say this? Everything I've sent him, he sent to me on time. I'm going to say that. Everything he sent to me on time.
Where's he at now?
Well, first of all, he's probably at work or sleep now because he lives in fucking Australia.
Okay, not right now at this moment, nigga. I'm talking about on the site.
No. I talked to him about it. Like I said, he wants to do certain things at certain times. He said he can't do it full time. If a nigga tell me he can do it full time, like Architect, I love Architect. He sends in whatever he wants to, that's fine. But just
put that stuff up Architect sent you, man? The top underground albums?
Are you serious asking me this?
Oh, did you put it up already?
And that's support we get from our own site, motherfucker.
That shit was up so long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Like, even I'm sitting here like, is that part two? This is like damn near a month ago, dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the sad thing, it got liked on Facebook 27 times, so it did pretty good.
Because that was the one, the Cool G Rap one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that tweet. I know that tweet kept coming in. I was like, who said something about Cool G Rap on our website? Mm-hmm. I was like, what's going on then? Now it makes sense.
Yeah, Cool G Rap people retweeted it.
So. Yeah, Cool G Rap now. Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. But when he does that, I don't care when he sends it in, because he puts a lot of work. Like, when he does concert reviews, like, writing shit about a concert while you watching it, that shit hard to do, because it takes a little bit away from the concert. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, definitely. I hear, shout out to Architect.
So I respect all that shit, you know.
You know, the motherfuckers that we got, we need, you know, if you don't send the shit in, if you think you can't do it, at least, you know, get a backup or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah. I think almost every album review, me and Sly have the same conversation. So we think that's...
Every fucking time. I'm like, all right. So shit. It's next Thursday now.
Do I need to start writing already? Yeah, do I need to start writing?
Sometimes I look at who pulls the fucking album. I'm like, let me just go ahead and start writing now because I already know. So if you're chilling the shit out and you're sending it in, man, you know, we're definitely looking for people. We're looking for people who can actually do it. You know, if you got some ideas for columns and shit, you know, bring all that to the table. We're trying to keep doing this for y'all, and you see they're shutting shit down. So we need the support. We need the people who want to work. And we can't have everybody that reads Nappy Afro. Everybody can't be a staff member either. So,
yeah,
you know, understand that shit, too.
Yeah, I thought
your stalker left, too, didn't he?
Yeah. I'm kind of sad about that, but it's okay.
Should have said that shit. Probably get back.
Oh, you talked about me on the Frocast. I saw that.
I always said that I feel like, you know.
Oh, he did admit that y'all were cool, because remember he said he wanted you to make sure that after the last Frocast we shitted on him. So he was just like, just tell everybody in the Frocast that y'all cool.
And so, hold on. You got cool with him too, though. You said, you was like, you know what? If you wasn't so fucking crazy. you be down with the team, because he did like fucking 15 reviews in the fucking 15 long form reviews in the fucking forums like it wasn't shit every day.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, he was just too easy. He was nuts, so I mean, yeah. I couldn't have you on the team, man. Yeah. You know, like,
Yeah.
He did 15 reviews, but how many of them were good?
I mean, it's neither here nor there.
I mean, they were all right until he reviewed his own stuff. Then I was just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
That was a little narcissistic there, if you ask me. Man, you know, but.
Yeah. I think he probably would. Honestly, from what I understand, he's just trying to go wherever he gets music out. And I don't personally like his music. I mean, I respect almost anybody who does music now, because it's hard. I mean, it's easy, but it's hard if you want to be legitimately, you know, looked at as a real rapper these days.
You get that Big Crit production kit. That's the shit that needs to happen.
Nah, it's fine. I would buy that Rick Ross shit with my beard, though. I would buy that shit.
Nigga, I would too. For real. You know how hard it is to try and find some shit? Look here, man. I'm telling you, that shit is serious.
I know one time Jerm and my boy Rick came up, and he was like, this nigga got fucking Rick Ross on his face. You remember that shit, Jerm?
Who said that?
You remember we were at Applebee's eating? He was like, B, you got a fucking Rick Ross haircut now, nigga.
No. Yeah, that's probably last time you had a square meal, man. God damn.
They actually made me sit there and tell them when the last time I ate, last time I talked to them on the phone. It was like, so when the last time you eat, man? I was like, fuck y'all niggas, man.
God damn, you don't be eating, bro?
I do eat.
This man said he had the last square meal he had was a couple weeks ago. I said, okay.
No. They asked me the last time I went out to eat. I said it was a couple weeks ago at the Waffle House.
No, I said when you had a square meal, and you said a couple weeks ago at the Waffle House.
So what, you fast fooded all the time?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't eat. He doesn't eat.
I fast food all the time, and I don't like it. I'm weird.
You go to McDonald's. Look, if you go to McDonald's, all right, you probably end up getting like a sandwich, fries, and a drink.
Right.
This nigga get two apple pies, and that's it, dog. That's it.
No.
You skinny. This is the bullshit.
No. I eat two apple pies because I don't want to eat McDonald's food. Like, okay. Across from the building I work in is like McDonald's is like, oh, like fucking like a minute away. You can just walk across the street to McDonald's, right across the street. The problem with that is that I was going to McDonald's every day, and if you seen Super Size Me, that shit was happening to me. So I just stopped eating McDonald's. The only time I go to McDonald's is when I eat fucking apple pies, and that's it.
Yeah, but you could do like Fathead and do the same thing, just don't order the same bullshit.
Nah, that shit would fuck your body up eating McDonald's every day.
If you order the wrong shit, yes, it will.
Well, I don't know, and I eat a pizza every week too, so that's pretty good.
And you're skinny. This is the bullshit. You know what? The weight that you don't get, I probably pick up. So fuck you for that.
I don't know, man.
Hey, a whole lot of people got his weight to do like 115 pounds, man.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
I pray that that's a lie. Ain't no way no grown ass man should be no 115, dog.
He about 140. He about 140.
Nigga, you still undercutting me, nigga. You still undercutting me. Come on.
They call him the human woofle bats.
Now, you know what? It's funny because they did call me B. Wiffle, though.
Damn.
They did call me B. Wiffle, but no, that's not what they call me that for. But no,
human Wiffle stick.
I'm probably like 170, 165, 165, 170. That ain't bad.
In his dream.
Nigga, I'm 6 feet tall, and I'm about 170, 160, 165, 170. That's perfect. That's perfect. And I can still dunk.
You can dunk?
Yeah.
Oh, the regulation hoop?
Yes.
With a regulation ball?
Yes.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, I play ball in high school. I keep telling. Look, I suck.
In yoga pants?
Look, first of all, I own no yoga pants ever in my life. Okay?
Man. Them were yoga pants you had on that day, bro.
What are you talking about? When? What are you talking about?
If that came to your house, nigga, pause.
Yeah, exactly.
This shit. Let's just end the show because this shit is hilarious. You know, this is the episode 15. This has been another Nappy Afro production. Make sure you go see Red Tails. Make sure you support all those bills that ban SOPA and speak out against SOPA. Shout out to Rihanna smoking her weed. You know, slide me one. I might sell it. I don't smoke. Jay-Z and Beyonce, congratulations. Rick Ross album, we're waiting on it. I'm still not a fan of the mixtape, but I'll give it another spin. And Common and Drake,
Stop
the bullshit. Just stop it. No one really gives a fuck. And just stop it. You know, if y'all gonna do hip hop got enough shit going on. We don't need people beefing that really have no reason to beef. Both of y'all are sitting at Lakers seats courtside. We really don't give a fuck about what y'all mad about.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Also too. Five year birthday for Nappy Afro.
And shout out to that. Happy birthday, Nick. We've been around for a minute.
Also, people who come in on that thing, it was people I never heard of. Motherfuckers, really? Really?
What happened?
No, I'm saying it was people who come in like, I've been inside for 5 years. Nigga, and you the first time saying shit to us?
That's what happens, man. With every website, you got lurkers. And once they feel compelled to post, maybe they post more. Shit, we all know from that site, there's a good community of lurkers that just read shit and don't post. I can tell from my traffic, it's a good community of people that read shit and don't post a motherfucking thing.
Yeah, we got 14 people in the forums. None of them logged in.
Ain't nobody saying shit. Ain't nobody saying shit. Just sitting there looking. They probably waiting on the Peabody to post up another Tupac album. So. Shit. This is what it is, man. Nappy Afro 15, the Frocast. The gang's all here and the gang's all gone. We holler at you next time. Peace.
Peace, dude.
NappyAfro.com.